I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, weekdays 9 to 11 o'clock. You can tune in here if you want to get the stories behind the stories. And I got a big, big, big one today. This is Truth Behind the Headlines, Lying to Mainstream Media, and the Ridiculous Two-Party Political Propaganda. A little something on that today, too. Welcome to Central Mississippi's safe space here for independent thinkers out there, beholden to no party, no politician. Calling them like we see them here. Today's Wednesday, and that means, thankfully, as always, I'm always so ready for this segment. We'll take a break from politics, current events, well, to a degree. I'm gonna show you how politics... Not the left-right politics that everybody... You know, when you say politics to people, immediately it's worked so well. What pops into everybody's head is Republican and Democrat. I'm going to show you the bipartisan nature just of government and how it has aligned against your better interests. And in this case, against your health. Against your life. There is just a huge scam going on right now in Americans' health. Our political class has zero amount of shame at the governmental level. When it comes to a toss-up, you know, when politicians, when government entities look at, they have to weigh things like revenue for the government versus the health of the American citizen. Guess which way they end up going? And yet they still maintain some level of authority in our society here as the people, the watchdogs. We've got the FDA and USDA. We've got all of these governing bodies that tell us what's good for us and what's bad for us. And they make dictates on what they will allow us to have and what they can't. I mean, we've got SWAT teams raiding raw milk operations, busting down the door of farmers who have gone into voluntary agreements with neighbors to provide them with raw milk. And we've sent SWAT on them. If you cannot stick around for the next hour, I know people are in or out. This show is podcast. You need to hear the opening part of Hump Day Health next segment. If you are hip to the scene, man, if you understand, or if you want to know just about a huge scam right now when it comes to the health of the American people, then you need to tune in next segment. We'll have some of the kind of regular, just different natural health topics. This segment is called Hump Day Health, Natural Health News You Can Use. It is a valuable segment if you actually value your health or those of people around you that you love and you want to actually feel better, look better, perform better without the need of pharmaceuticals and endless medical visits and procedures and all these other things. That your choice is right there in your hands. But the beginning of next segment, I can't wait for. So I found an audio clip from 2015. This is 4 years ago, and I can guarantee you what they talk about during this clip has actually gotten worse, significantly worse, over the last 4 years. So we'll get to that next hour in Hump Day Health. Big headline yesterday on the Drudge Report. The sand appears to be leaking out of the hourglass. TV Line has learned exclusively that the producers of Days of Our Lives have released the entire cast from their contracts, with the venerable soap set to go on indefinite hiatus at month's end. While NBC Sudzer has not been canceled, the unprecedented and decidedly ominous move comes at a precarious time for ratings-challenged Days and the vanishing soap genre as a whole. It also comes as Sony Pictures Television and NBC are in negotiations to review and renew series. Now, why I thought that was kind of an interesting headline yesterday, because don't worry. Don't worry. The political theater of the Trump impeachment is going to crank up today. You want to see a soap opera filled with the drama. The only difference between Days of Our Lives and the impeachment saga, they're both theater. They are both designed to entertain and capture attention. They will drive ratings for all the major news networks. They will drive money into both of the political parties. The only difference is Days of Our Lives didn't have people at each other's throats. So the impeachment hearings go live today. I have no intention. Really no intention of watching essentially any of it. I'm sure I'll get some snippets on the news that I won't be able to avoid. Am I derelict in my duties as hosting a radio show on a conservative network to not hang on every word of every testimony and point out every consistency? Or this is just a giant yawn to me. Or should I just be playing this up? I mean, Sean Hannity has made a fortune during his career, while the country burns, narrating all of the right versus left and the Democrat versus Republican. And it's, I mean, maybe I should just lean into this thing. I have a bad habit in my personal life of getting into industries and seeing a flaw with them and then just not participating in the most lucrative side of it. And the most lucrative side of conservative talk radio is to just come on and talk about Adam Schiff relentlessly, every day, over and over. Does it make any difference to anybody? No. Does it change anything? Absolutely not. But that's where the cash is, man. Got an entire Fox News network that makes money doing this. A juggernaut in the media landscape since they came on the scene to pander to Republicans. I should probably just lean into it. I couldn't do it. I was a financial advisor. And I just couldn't sell the high commission products. I just couldn't do it. Ended up having to, I still don't know with that job if I was fired or if I resigned, as I sat down with my regional director and said, look, I'm not going to be the guy that goes out there and sells a bunch of annuities to people. And he said, well, you're not going to be able to feed your family the way you're operating now. And I said, well, I guess that's the case. And we kind of shook hands and I left. I still don't know if it was a firing or a quitting. My fate in talk radio may be the same. I don't know, but I am not going to sit here and cover this. But the political theater of the impeachment hearings cranks up today in earnest, and if there's anything Americans are very good at, it's sitting on our butts and watching the TV. This impeachment hearing is just absolutely disgusting. And I saw a headline. It's my favorite headline of the day, although I don't know if I have any faith in it. I expressed some pessimism in the future of the United States yesterday. Talked about, actually, I may bug out. Not going to renounce my citizenship here. Still got kids here. I want access, but I might bug out for somewhere tropical, live out the rest of my life in just some level of peace. This headline was out. It's a piece authored by Robert Bridge on the Strategic Culture Foundation. Puts out some pretty good pieces. They see through this red versus blue scam that we're all so deeply involved in. The headline was, Does Schiff's Impeachment Lynch Mob Signal the End of America's Two-Party Political System? And I got to tell you, I got very, very excited when I saw that. Is there any possibility that the Democrats will expose themselves so bad that it will destroy the Democratic Party? The Republican Party is kind of on its death throes. I was thinking the other day, Donald Trump really could start his own party. The vast majority of Republicans would leave with him. That may be why the Republicans better protect Donald Trump. Because if he takes his toys and go home, there will actually be the Republicans, the Democrats, and the Trumps. That man could start his own party. I also think he could start his own social media. I wish he'd leave Twitter and go somewhere else. He could take it. Oh, man, he could. I don't care if he invests in it and then moves his feed over. Everybody would follow him. Got a caller on the line. Hey, caller, are you with me?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All right. Listen, I was at home yesterday, and I heard that the whistleblower, that they had the Justice Department, the Inspector General, looked into him and found out that he had tried to, I don't know what you call it, is another word, it's not really blackmail, but trying to swindle Ukraine out of $277,000.
Is this that Caramella guy?
Pardon?
You're talking about the Eric Charamella or Caramella, whatever his name is. You know, we're not supposed to say his name out loud.
Yeah, that's the one. They said that they were looking into that they were talking about pressing charges against him because they found out that he was under the table trying to get them to pay him $277,000.
Well, they're certainly not going to press charges against him now. I tell you what, it's kind of like, you know, you can't, supposedly, according to the mainstream narrative, you can't investigate the Bidens for corruption if Joe Biden's running for president. Now this Caramella guy, they certainly can't investigate him now because it'll look like political payback. I guess the key is just attack Trump or get involved in the political process and then you become untouchable.
Well, I tell you, I agree with that, except for they said that it's not the inspector general. Now, I think he can, though, can he?
That I don't even really know. You know, everybody's waiting for this inspector general's report. I read a story, I think I talked about it yesterday, where they said that there could be indictments coming out of that. You know, they've taken it criminal. Do you have any faith that any of the major players in the corruption in Washington, D.C., I'm talking about Comey and Brennan and Clapper and Clinton and any of these people, do you have any faith that any of them are going to be indicted or anything?
No, I don't think they will.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know. I think they're only hoping that once that they can scare them into somebody to turn in on the others. But I don't think it's going to happen. They don't seem like they're concerned.
Well, I mean, and that's why I'm just so uninterested in all of this. I mean, the entire Russiagate thing, if there were heads rolling for this stuff, because I keep hearing the inspector general's report's going to come out and heads are going to roll and there's going to be indictments. People should be very nervous. And I heard that suddenly, you know, Trump gave William Barr the ability to declassify a bunch of these documents months and months and months ago, and still nothing has happened. I'm so uninterested in it because nothing comes from it except just animosity. Just it stirs the pot in the country, but nobody responsible for this coup effort is held accountable. I got to see some indictments to be at all interested.
That bothers me a lot. Yeah, it really does with that coup thing. But you know, it makes me think back. Just hearing you talk, it makes me think back to I heard one guy say it on TV one time in a movie. He said, "Follow the money."
Yeah, absolutely.
Just follow the money. And then you can solve a lot for your crime. Just follow the money.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Works every time.
But I appreciate it. You take care.
All right, thanks. Appreciate the call. I just want to see some indictments. The crimes of our political class are not even well hidden. They don't even try. I mean, and this is across a broad spectrum of things. I'm not even just talking about the Russiagate hoax or what we're seeing with impeachment right now, the FISA abuses. I'm talking about across the spectrum. Financial crimes at the highest level. Lobbyists, the revolving door going back and forth. I mean, these lobbyists end up in key positions in the United States government, and then they funnel money back to their former organizations, and the taxpayers on the hook for it. I guess that's not, I shouldn't see an indictment for that because it's probably not a crime. I'm sure that Washington, D.C. has made this perfectly legal because it's very lucrative for them. But with all of this impeachment stuff, all of this, I've got to see some evidence. I'm too jaded. I'm too cynical. There are too many people out there hanging that keep telling me, have faith. When this Inspector General report comes out, blah, blah, blah is going to happen. And you may be right. But we're 3 years into the Trump administration. Not one indictment? Well, Jeff Sessions wasn't doing anything. I've heard all of the excuses. I've heard all of the hope. I just want to see some evidence of somebody actually paying for a crime. And this is one of the reasons I'm a libertarian. You know, libertarians, let's just imagine for a moment, just in a grand thought experiment, because most people aren't serious about real freedom and free markets and things like that. We just give lip service to it on the Republican side of things. Libertarians are serious about it. You wouldn't have FISA abuses because you wouldn't have had things like the Patriot Act if you had a libertarian government. You wouldn't have a really powerful CIA if you had libertarians running the government. All of these problems, all of this stuff would just really kind of disappear. It would be a non-issue. But I got to tell you, this impeachment stuff and all of this political, and I call it political theater because somebody's got to explain to me why the Trump Justice Department has not taken any action on anybody. And I got to say, I kind of saw the handwriting on the wall when Trump was elected. And they said, well, now you can lock up Hillary Clinton. And he said, no, they're good people. They've been through enough. That was my first, huh? Uh-oh. And again, I am so ready to sit here and come on the show and say how wrong I was. How I can't believe I didn't have faith that this was going to happen. That at some point these 40,000, how many sealed indictments are in Washington, D.C. now? They were escalating so fast for so long. There were 40 of them, and then 215, then 1,000. Last I heard, I think there were 40,000. And God knows there's probably 40,000 people within our system across this country that deserve to be locked up for the levels of corruption they're involved in. There must be 100,000 sealed indictments now. Nothing? Nothing in the public? How much more hope and faith do we have to have? Until we just realize, okay, we're 3 years in. You've got one more year of Donald Trump's first term. Yeah, but if he gets a second term, then the gloves are going to come off. Are you kidding me? If he gets a second term, Obamacare will definitely be repealed. If the Republicans get the House back, we're definitely going to see Obamacare repealed and the border finally closed. I mean, how many more? I remember I had a friend who had a friend who invested in the Iraqi dinar. I don't know if you're familiar with what went on with the Iraqi dinar, but after the fall of Saddam Hussein and the American invasion of Iraq, the Iraqi dinar went just collapsed. Obviously, that's what happens to countries that when we put our boot on their throat. Their currency collapses and their economy goes into a complete free fall. But there were scammers going around telling people, if you buy the Iraqi dinar right now, if you give us $10,000 right now, when they revalue the Iraqi dinar, it's going to be worth $3 million. Now, everybody wants to get rich quick. Most of us know anything that's too good to be true is too good to be true. Of course, you can't tell that to people who bought Bitcoin 5 years ago. They made a fortune. But this Iraqi dinar story. So what would happen is the saga unfolded in this way. People went in and they put in some money. And I got to tell you, some people really went in. Maybe took out a second mortgage on their house to buy the Iraqi dinar. They put in $100,000, $150,000, because when it paid off, they were going to be multi-millionaires. Now, here's what would happen, though. A year later or so, I mean, the con man told them, oh, you got to have a little bit of patience. This is going to take a little bit of time. But when they get this sorted out, holy cow, these Iraqi dinars are going to be worth so much money. So they say something along the lines of, okay, on October 1st of whatever year it was at the time, this is as far back as 2005, 2006. On October 1st, they're going to revalue. And everybody who had bought into the Iraqi dinar said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. They were having parties. They were, you know, you can imagine if you think you're going to get this windfall, they're trying to spend their money. They're trying to figure out how they're going to spend all this money. I mean, they're telling relatives, I'm going to give you money. They're telling their church, I'm about to make a big donation to you. And then October 1st comes and they get that email. Well, unfortunately, the State Department has frozen this or that. And this is just a temporary setback. This could put us back 3 or 4 months. And then they will revalue after this is done. And everybody says, oh, okay. Well, 3 or 4 months. That's okay. I can wait for that. And then that next date comes. And then strangely, something else happens again. And I watched people get sucked into this for years and years. Some of them, I believe, are still hanging on. It's been going on now for about 10 years. And these hucksters are still out there preying on some of these people. If you'd get us, the revaluation hadn't come in. But that's actually good news because you can still buy the Iraqi dinar really cheap. I don't know how prevalent this scam is now. Most people have lost faith. Some of them are still clinging to it. You know, as I said, I've done quotes on this. It's easier to be fooled than to be convinced you've been fooled. And this is what I see with this idea that the deep state and indictments are rolling down the hill. It's always about to happen. We're about to declassify. This report's about to come out. The perp walks are about to be there. The sealed indictments. Now, at some point in the future, maybe the Iraqi dinar is going to be revalued. It's not. I mean, Spoiler alert, it's not. But, I mean, there's some one in a billion chance. Maybe something good happens to the dinar and these people get their money back. Or I don't even know where this thing stands now. But maybe there's a chance that these indictments roll out and the deep state's busted up and the Democrats are shown for the corruption they are. But I got to tell you, I'm sick of waiting.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling on citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
Here's a little bit of a maddening impeachment story. What has our country become? What is wrong with this place? How did we let it get this way? You know, I was listening to Jim Thorne this morning, and he was talking about the polls on people saying that they're going to 25% of the people are okay with biological males competing against females in sporting events. You've got a university that he mentioned, I can't remember the name of it, who's allowing people to self-identify. It's a women's college, but if you self-identify as a woman, you can come in. I mean, I don't know what's happened to us. What has happened to academia? I've known some professors, sharp people. I went to college. I didn't ever see any vestiges of this insanity in college when I was there. I don't know exactly what happened. But here's a quick story real quick, and then I'll get to my caller here. Some cuddly canines are coming to the rescue of stressed-out Capitol Hill staffers. Pet Partners, a therapy animal organization, and the Pet Industry Joint Advisory Council are bringing a batch of furry friends to the halls of Congress. Therapy dogs will be roughing it, oh, so clever, on Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in room 902 of the Hart Senate Office Building in rooms 2043 and 2044 of the Rayburn House Office. Oh, they're going to have therapy dogs for the House and the Senate. The animals are meant to offer, quote, offer congressional staff a break from the stress of wrapping up an exceptionally busy year. Wonder who's paying for the therapy animals for these mental midgets up in Washington, D.C. Got a caller on the line. Caller, are you with me?
I am, Mike. This is Robert. How are you?
Good, Robert. How are you doing?
I'm good. We need, well, the therapy dogs, that'll be through the same funding that paid for the sexual assault victims.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, there may have to be a specialized fund. If anybody abuses the animals, then they'll have to have a new fund for that.
Maybe there's some money left over in that fund. I doubt it, but, you know, we hope. But we also need to start, a movement, a grassroots movement. And it can start on your show. You could be the catalyst.
The nucleus.
The Free Hillary movement. You know, she's under tremendous pressure right now to run for president.
That poor thing. I can't imagine.
All the time. And she just wants to retire. She just wants to go for long walks in the woods. You know, do some yoga.
Can you imagine carrying that kind of weight? The salvation of our country is at her fingertips. She must be under so much pressure that she can go. Maybe we should let her know that there's therapy dogs available for her.
Well, but I mean, CNN and MSNBC and all these people are calling her all the time, wanting her on the show. And people are calling her, wanting her to run. You know, in 2016, she got the most votes. You know?
Oh, yeah. I've heard. Yes. She's mentioned that a couple of times.
Yeah. She leaves out that part about how Bernie got the most votes in the primary, but they,
right.
he got all the delegates.
Right, right.
That's just kind of slightly overlooked a little bit, that Bernie beat the brakes off of her in the primaries, but she got all the delegates.
Well, I got to tell you, I are you surprised she's not in jail by now? I mean, I kind of thought, and I played this the other day. Trump did at his Tupelo rally for Tate Reeves. People were still chanting, "Lock her up." I mean, does this not feel like people waiting for the Iraqi dinar to revalue? I mean, is there at any point where we just lose hope in this? Are we seriously still saying that Hillary Clinton may be held accountable for anything ever?
Well, and I get amused at the folks who think that Hillary and Barack Obama and James Clapper and Comey and all of them are going to be doing perp walks. Guys, they ain't going to there's going to be a wall built before they do perp walk.
Seriously. I mean, the faith springs eternal. Is that what it is? Or hope springs eternal? What is it? Something like that? I mean, it is just absolutely fascinating to watch what people and I'm with them in the. In the desire, it's just at some point it becomes just pure delusion. This is not going to happen.
I mean, like I say, the wall will be built before Hillary goes to jail.
You're right.
And
you're...
you and I both agree that the wall ain't never going to be built.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It, as I say, we are battered voters. We are battered voters syndrome. It's just politicians telling us that, we
but
might not treat you good.
It ought to be interesting with her and Bloomberg.
Well, Bloomberg really kind of landed with a thud. He did not make the splash, you know, and I have my source high up in the Democratic money machine that told me back in March. I played the clip. I came on air and said, Bloomberg's the guy. The money people say he's the guy. They may have misjudged this. He's not made much of a splash.
Well, maybe that's the reason Hillary's getting all of that pressure.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what we need is someone who will be running as president, another 70-something-year-old candidate. That's what we need.
Right.
Of the old swamp creatures.
I got to tell you, I cannot decide for the sake of this radio show and the country whether or not I want to see the rematch. It would be very entertaining, but there is a danger she could possibly win. I would love to see her beat three times. That would really, finally put the wooden stake in this creature's heart.
What I would hope is that she runs but doesn't get the nomination.
That would be funny.
If they come up with somebody to beat her, such as a Barack Obama. You know, the Democrats have already rejected her once. She ran against Obama, and he beat her.
Well, so, you may not be accounting for the rash of suicides that the Democratic nominee frontrunners may suddenly be exposed to.
Yeah, well, But, I mean, we just need a grassroots. People, quit calling and putting so much pressure. Let her go for a long walk in the woods.
Yeah, poor, poor woman. And, poor put upon Hillary. Poor, poor girl. Yeah.
I mean, the pressure to save the country is unbelievable.
It is immense. She's a champ. She's a champ for shouldering such pressure. Oh, God.
Well, you got to have big balls to do this deal, and she's the man for the job.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. You know, she's got this book out there called Gutsy Gals, and I say she should have named it Ballsy B Words. That seems to be more appropriate for her in particular. But anyway, thanks for doing the segment of Witch Watch with me today, Robert.
Bye.
All right, talk to you later. All right, got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. There's a group that is striking back that I absolutely love. I don't know if you'll join me on this or not, but I do like it when a group of private citizens fight back against government overreach. And Trump's kind of stepped into this one, and it may have put him into a little bit of a box. This is not an anti-Trump piece, by the way, just P.S. It's just about a group of citizens we probably have never thought about as a political force that is suddenly congealed around a single issue that could be the key to a Trump win or loss in 2020. We'll do that when we come back.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
Hey, here's a quick PSA. For those of you who oppose this ridiculous impeachment witch hunt and you want to sound off on it, this is kind of important. You might want to share this with your friends because I would imagine a lot of people won't see this. There's a website called change.org. It's where a lot of people do just all kinds of petitions, you know, release this person from jail or, you know, whatever. It's a kind of a grassroots people speak up type thing. They actually, I just got an email from them, and it says, it gives you the chance, it says Congress needs to hear from you. That's why we are making sure they know where you stand. Do you agree with Darlene's petition against impeachment, or do you support Ian and Daniela's petition in favor of impeaching Donald Trump? Now, I don't know if this vote goes anywhere, but Trump supporters, because I would imagine change.org, because it's kind of a lot of the petitions they put out are left-wing issues, probably more left-wing people on change.org. But if you support the president and want to see Congress sit down and shut up and let this man finish out his term, then you may go to change.org and find this poll and vote in it, because you've got the choice. Either Congress say no to impeachment, or I believe you must impeach Donald Trump. I think people ought to get on that board and tell Congress no. I am different than most people. Most people say, stop all this impeachment stuff and get back to work. I say, stop all this impeachment stuff and just go home. Do nothing. I like a do-nothing Congress. The only benefit I can see to the Trump impeachment saga is that Congress is doing very little else, at least that I can tell. They still are voting on stuff. It's almost hard to believe that they are with all of what's going on right now. Every time they're passing anything, I think it's a disaster in the making. I don't even have to know what it is. I just know that if Congress gets things done, it's by and large bad. About 90% chance it's something bad. I'm happy with the do-nothing Congress. I wish they would do less than nothing. I just wish they would go home. I'm going to take a break because I want to give this just a little bit of time. There's a new political force brewing in the United States. Many of us did not really probably see coming, but they are weighing in, and Donald Trump has stepped into their core issue. And it may be a win or lose situation for Donald Trump, depending on how he plays policy going forward. So I'll talk about that in just a second, and then we're going to switch topics, go to Hump Day Health next hour. But I'm telling you, I've got a story to lead off Hump Day Health that shows you what the government is capable of. It really shows, in my opinion. This is one of those evergreens. This is one of those things that if you understand the story that I cover at the top of next hour, then you will start to break free of the mind control that people have that this government loves you and that all the watchdogs are out there to keep us safe and all the rest of this stuff. This is an evergreen story. You need to hear it. So we'll do that. I'm going to take a quick break in just a second, but I am going to tell you Pizza Hut in Flora is now hiring. They are here in the Cotton Exchange Plaza with us here. They're hiring shift managers and team members. They've got walk-in interviews are going to be held today at 740 U.S. Highway 49, Suite K, from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. You can do a formal job application on their portal at jobs.pizzahut.com or text the word HUT to 242424 on your phone. The completed application is required for a manager to review your application at the store level. And please make sure to bring a copy of your resume and come dressed for a walk-in interview. So that is a job interviews today at the Pizza Hut, even for shift managers. That's today the 13th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you're looking for that position with a big company, this is your chance to do it. Anyway, stay with me. I'm going to talk about this political force that has emerged. I love this story. I love this story when citizens fight back against government overreach. Stay with me.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
right, a new political force is emerging in the United States. Much like the Tea Party or the Occupy Wall Street movement, this could tip an election, and I love it. I love it when American citizens band together across party lines, people who aren't hurting anybody and aren't asking for anything. They're just trying to tell the federal government to sit down and shut up and get out of their lives. My favorite groups of people. U.S. President Donald Trump announced yesterday he will be meeting with representatives from the vaping industry, as well as medical professionals and state representatives to, quote, come up with an acceptable solution to the vaping and e-cigarette dilemma. News of the meeting comes as the administration's final report on vaping is expected this week. Trump said last week of the report, quote, we're talking about the age, we're talking about the flavors, we're talking about keeping people working, unquote. However, it appears he may have another dilemma on his hands. As his administration's attacks on the vaping industry continue, on Saturday, hundreds of adult vapers gathered outside the White House to bring attention to what they believe could be political suicide to Trump. Some argue that the vape lobby, with the hashtag WeVapeWeVote, could sway the 2020 election, particularly in swing states. Paul Blair for Americans for Tax Reform estimates there are 900,000 vapers who will vote in Florida. This could become an issue for Trump, who won Florida by less than 113,000 votes in 2016. Quote, if Trump bans flavors, there's a good chance he loses Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida. That was from Ryan Halsey, a vape store owner who was at the gathering Saturday. Quote, he won these so narrowly, so many vapers, like 80%, are single-issue voters. A recent survey among vape users found 73% of them would be, quote, much less likely to vote for a candidate who supports taxes and regulations on vaping products. 79% of those surveyed said they are likely to vote for or against a candidate based solely on their position on vaping. Trump's campaign manager, Brad Parscale, is reportedly even worried about the possibility of his stance on vaping backfiring. Using internal campaign polling, Parscale warned Trump that his supporters who use e-cigarettes could abandon him if he follows through with a ban. Oh, come on now, Mike. Haven't you seen the headlines? People are dying. I am going to break that wide open next hour. For those of you who listen to the politics stuff, and then when I get to the health stuff, you're so unconcerned with your health that you tune out to somebody else. You go to one of the WGOP stations so you can get your update on the impeachment. Hell, half of you may be watching the impeachment on TV right now. I don't even know. Is the testimony going on? Don't know. Don't care. This vaping thing is a scam. And look, is vaping a good choice? No. If you put nothing but air in your lungs, you probably got a much significantly better chance at having good health. This is not a pro-vaping show. But it is a pro-freedom show. It is about the ability of Americans to kind of do what they want to do with their bodies if they're not hurting anybody else. It kind of seems like that's the kernel of freedom. If we don't have the ability to do with our own bodies what we want to do when it affects nobody else. Now, if some restaurant wants to ban vaping, I'm all for that. It's annoying. People call them douche sticks. They're not real attractive things to watch people do. But that's not the issue. The issue is a lot of people have gone to vaping to get off of cigarettes, and now we've seen 40 deaths. Oh, the horror. I don't know if Trump's read the statistics. I did the math. I should have had my math jingle ready there. 40 people have died from vaping over the last 2 months. The media is breathlessly reporting on that, and I'm going to show you why next hour. During those same 2 months that vaping claimed the lives of 40 people, and it's been shown exactly why that happened. I'll talk about that next hour or two in my health segment. While those 40 deaths from vaping were tragic for everybody involved, anybody around those people, there were 83,000 deaths from cigarettes. 40 people died from black market vapes.
usually THC things, because again, your loving war on drugs has forced underground people to create black market stuff in their tubs. 40 people died from black market vaping cartridges, and the country's lost its collective mind. Meanwhile, 83,000 people died from cigarettes in the past 2 months, and we don't even talk about it. Well, I'm going to explain both things to you in this next segment. Now, I don't want to inject politics into my health show. It's kind of pristine to me. And there's a lot of people who tune into that show to not hear politics. Some people have told me they don't really like politics, but they love the health segment. This is not about politics in the red versus blue, Trump versus anti-Trump, Republicans versus Democrats. And I'm going to show you what the government actually thinks about your health. And this is across all kinds of big issues, but this is going to be one of those segments where if you just understand this issue I'm about to give you next hour, then you'll understand the media, you'll understand politicians pandering, you'll understand the lies that come out of our government about them loving us and wanting to protect us, because it's just not true. It is not true. Donald Trump, I don't know who pressured him to weigh in on the vaping issue. One man in the White House gets to just dictate to 900,000 vapers in the state of Florida alone what they can and cannot consume because 40 people across the country died from a black market garbage that somebody cooked up in their tub. And I'm not belittling those deaths. They're tragic. There's friends and families and loved ones and children that have lost. I mean, it's horrific. But that's a chance you take in a free society. Sometimes you make a dumb choice, you do something dumb, and you pay the price for it. Trump needs to get out of that issue. It may cost him the presidency.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock, I do an empowering segment. This is Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. I do this for one reason and one reason only. You cannot trust the authorities, using air quotes here in the studios, to safeguard your health. That's up to you. You can't even count on doctors to keep you healthy. As lovely people as they are, the best, most caring doctor out there has got, what, 500 different patients? He doesn't have time to spend with you. You need to take control of your own health. And as I see Americans' health declining, and here I am in central Mississippi, like a diabetes time bomb has gone off here, people need to understand they need to take an interest in their health. Now, if you don't want to, that's fine. You change the channel. You don't have to listen to this segment. You can ignore any of this information. But please don't whine to the rest of us that you don't feel good. And don't whine to us that your prescriptions are so expensive. And don't whine to us that you just got unlucky and you got this or you got that. I mean, it's time for some personal responsibility when it comes to this issue. I'm going to show you, this is going to be an evergreen segment. I'm excited about it because if you understand what I'm about to cover, then you'll understand it is up to you. You want to help your children? You want to help your grandchildren? It's up to you. You're looking into these authorities. Oh, Mike, yeah, making such a big deal out of all this stuff. FDA wouldn't allow things on the shelves in the grocery stores if it wasn't safe. Really? Really? Now, I start every segment telling you I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a biologist, I'm not a chemist, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a surgeon, I'm not a nothing, man. I am a pretty relentless researcher on health topics, and I've been able to dramatically improve my own health. It's why I'm so passionate about this topic. Now, this is going to be slightly different. I do a lot of things. I'm going to get to some things in the show today. There's just kind of some personal things you need to pay attention to. One is a really common product a ton of people are using, and the disastrous effects for it. Where are the regulators on that product? We'll talk about it in just a little bit. They're not to be found anywhere. But I want you to understand that the watchdog agencies don't care about you. In almost all health issues, when they involve industries with lobbyists, politicians and government entities have to make a decision. Do we let the money keep rolling, or do we help the American with their health? And I'm telling you right now, they side in the idea of keeping the money rolling. Now, I'm going to talk about this vaping issue. Is this a pro-vaping show? No. It's a pro-freedom show. But if you're smoking and you decide you want to go to vaping, that's probably a positive. We don't really know. We may find out in 10 or 20 years some of the chemicals in these vaping things were absolutely horrible and had long-term effects we never could have imagined. But you're a thinking human being. If you make that choice, understand it's relatively new. And we'll see. The best thing is to put it all down and do none of it. But I'm going to show you how the money plays in this stuff. Donald Trump yesterday, I believe, tweeted, let me see when this was, and it was 2 days ago, he tweeted, "We will be meeting with representatives of the vaping industry together with medical professionals and individual state representatives to come up with an acceptable solution to the vaping and e-cigarette dilemma. Children's health and safety, together with jobs, will be a focus, exclamation point." Now, maybe Trump has missed this. He's gotten caught up somehow in the vaping hysteria. And if you've been paying any attention whatsoever in the last 2 months, headlines have been dominated by these vaping deaths, as tragic as they are for the people that are involved. It's been 40 deaths across the country. As I said last hour, look, 83,000 people have died from cigarettes in the last 2 months. Anybody care about that? We're going to bring the power of the federal government to bear on this 40 deaths and hundreds of hospitalizations, but we're going to ignore the 83,000 deaths that have been occurring the last 2 months and that occur every 2 months for the past, 60, 70, 80 years. Let's not pay attention to that. Let's look at this, really focus in and bring the weight of the federal government down on this industry. Now, they've come with a culprit for the vaping deaths, if you're not aware of that, as people like myself said, and anybody else who had a couple of functioning brain cells, people had been vaping for 6, 7, 8 years. I don't know how long the industry's been around. Suddenly, within 2 months, 40 people die? Kind of seems like something went wrong with the product, doesn't it? But you're led to believe that this whole industry needs to be destroyed. Look what's happening. Now, I'm not talking about the issue of kids getting vapes. That's not great. You know what that is? That's a job of a parent. Keep your kids off vapes. Explain to them how addictive nicotine is. But the federal government's got to come in and crush this industry because, oh my God, we've had 40 deaths and hundreds of hospitalizations. Obviously, it was a tainted product, as anybody, as I said, with two functioning brain cells knew.
Federal health officials have made a breakthrough in their investigation into the lung illnesses and deaths linked to vaping. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found vitamin E acetate in all 29 samples of lung fluid taken from patients. It is the first time the CDC has found a common suspect in patients' lungs damaged by vaping. When heated and inhaled, vitamin E acetate is thought to cause a chemical burn injury in the lungs. But the CDC says more tests still need to be done.
We have to better understand the pathology of how the vitamin E that gets into the lungs and causes the damage to the lungs occur.
Vitamin C acetate is often used as a thickener in black market vaping fluid containing THC, the active ingredient in marijuana. But just 23 of the 29 tested positive for THC. At least 2,000 illnesses and 40 deaths have been linked to vaping.
tragic, every single one of those deaths. Hearts, minds, prayers go out to the families that were affected. Not belittling any of that, but just the sheer insanity of the fact that tens of thousands of people die every month from cigarettes. We don't pay any attention to that. There's 40 deaths. I'm going to show you why this is happening. And the reason I am doing this is because you need to understand that you've been misled. The groups like the FDA and the USDA and the federal government, they love you. They love you, and they're just trying to keep you safe. Not to say some of the employees there aren't doing research and they're trying to figure out things. But what they do is they support industries. And I've talked about the revolving door between the FDA and the USDA and big agricultural and big chemical companies and all this stuff is widely known to anybody who wants to know it. I'm going to play this clip for you. You want to understand what's happening on this attack on vaping right now? This clip will explain to you what it is, and this is from 5 years ago. So you can only imagine, what has the growth in vaping been over the past 5 years? So what's talked about in this clip right here from 2015, 4 years ago, I guess, what's talked about in this clip from 2015 is actually worse right now. This vaping hysteria is not about concern for Americans' health. And this, I'm telling you, if you can wrap your mind around what you're about to hear and understand this, you will understand. If you understand, as I've explained, that Obamacare was a payoff to the health insurance industry. It wasn't about insuring anybody. Look, there's still tens of millions of people with no insurance. It was never designed for that. It was designed to bolster health insurance company profits. We know the pharmaceutical stranglehold. The pharmaceutical companies have six lobbyists for every single member of Congress. So do you think Congress, with all these donations, all this money flowing in, pharmaceuticals may be the largest contributor to political parties, both of them. You think you're going to get honest rulings on pharmaceuticals from the watchdog agencies when the politicians in charge of these things are funded by these pharmaceutical companies? Policies that are directed. I've done this story, too. We went on this failed experiment of low-fat diets, didn't we? You remember this? Some people are still doing this. This was based on a study, I believe, in 1963 that was done by three Harvard scientists to try to figure out what the problem with heart disease was. And they were looking at two culprits, fat in diet and sugar in diet. The sugar lobby, the American Sugar Association or something like that, the sugar lobby went and they bribed those three scientists at Harvard with $50,000. Look this up. Go do your own research. They bribed these researchers with $50,000 to implicate fat instead of sugar. And we went on this experiment of a low-fat diet, and it had catastrophic health consequences to American people. It turned us to a bunch of carbs and a bunch of other things. Obesity has exploded. Heart disease has exploded. It was based on a $50,000 bribe from a trade industry that didn't want you to know that sugar was really the problem. And health science across the board, doctors bought into this, nurses bought into this, nutritionists bought into this. No blame to them. They didn't know that the bribery was there. But the point I am trying to drive home is that health policy is driven by money, not your health. Now check this out and start to think about all of the stories you've seen on vaping. And again, let me just reiterate this. 40 people have died from vaping. Horrible, horrible, horrible thing. Everybody should stop vaping. But the federal government's going to come in and crack down on this industry that's responsible for 40 deaths when 83,000 people have died from cigarettes at the same time and not a peep about cigarettes? Well, let me show you why.
Problem number one. The more money Big Tobacco makes, the more money California gets. In 1998, a deal was struck between the biggest Big Tobacco companies and 46 U.S. states called the Master Settlement Agreement, or MSA. This agreement said that these big tobacco companies would make yearly payments to the states in exchange for the states dropping lawsuits against them regarding smoking-related deaths and expenses. The amount of money big tobacco pays the states each year is directly dependent on how much they sell.
Ding, ding, ding.
Problem number two. The states spent that money before they got it. Most of the states wanted all that money up front, instead of waiting for payments from big tobacco each year. So they sold bonds to Wall Street based on the amount they calculated Big Tobacco would be paying them. But then something started happening. Americans started smoking less. New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia have already announced they have to take money from their reserves due to insufficient funds from the tobacco money. And with the growing popularity of e-cigarettes, the smoking rate is declining even faster. California and New York are being affected the most because they have the highest populations and are owed the most money by Big Tobacco under this agreement. In 2013, cigarette shipments saw their biggest decline since 2009, and many financial analysts say the cause of that severe decline is e-cigarettes. So the truth? The state of California needs tobacco sales to stay high, otherwise they default on their bonds. E-cigarettes are getting in the way of that. It looks like the health of the public isn't the top priority for the Department of Public Health. Their top priority? Their wallet.
There you go. States need tobacco money coming in. This story is from 2015. What do you think has happened to smoking rates? How many people have ditched cigarettes over the past 4 years since 2015 and opted for vaping instead? The tobacco companies are getting crushed. So there's one very big lobbying group, the tobacco industry, the cigarette companies, that wants to take down vaping, right? And then the other industry is the government itself. State governments across the board that are getting money because based on tobacco sales. All they are concerned about is crushing the vaping industry. Again, if you can explain this some other way, why the hysteria over 40 vaping deaths in a nation of 325 million people, but no outrage about the 83,000 deaths created by tobacco at the same time? Why is the media reporting on this? Well, you don't see a ton of vaping commercials on network news. Cigarettes send a lot of people into the loving arms of the medical establishment who gets to treat them for tens of thousands of dollars. All of the interests, the big money interests that have been in control for a long time, including your own governments, who are reliant on tobacco company sales, they're all lined up against the vaping industry. I might play that clip again. Or if you want to, you can email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com, and I'll send this clip to you. This is the story. You think the government watchdogs are out there concerned about your health, wanting to help you and keep you safe, and now Donald Trump has weighed in on this. It may cost him the election because vapers are saying no. People are actually going back to cigarettes now because of the attack on the vape industry. They've taken away their flavors, so they're going back to cigarettes. Well, that's great for the sick care industry that we have. Be more smoking-related illnesses they get to treat and make some money off of. That's great for the tobacco companies because their sales will start going up now as flavors and choices of vaping is taken away from the American people based on 40 deaths versus the 83,000 of cigarette smoking death. And it's great for the states who are reliant on income to come into them based on tobacco sales. Now, I don't know if anybody's mad at me for injecting politics into my health segment. I tried desperately not to do that, but this is not about red, blue, Republican, Democrat, the yang-yang stuff of everyday politics. This is the system. The system and the government watchdogs that you think are the ones giving you the straight scoop. What do you need Mike Madison coming on for an hour and telling you to avoid this or add this? You're always talking about organic. Look, there may be some pesticides on there, but the government says it's within the allowable amounts. I say, well, just explain to me why the balloon in sickness. What's the vaccine industry and the medical establishment says vaccines are perfectly safe. And I say, okay, well, then just explain. Explain the chronic disease we're seeing. Explain the rise in childhood cancers. Explain the rise in childhood autism. I actually have a little bit of a story about that in just a second. Explain those things to me and I'll lay off. But until then, I think everything's open to questions. This vaping stuff is a scam. Am I encouraging anybody to vape? No, 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 no. But I am telling you, this is how the world works. You cannot trust the regulators. You need to start taking control of your own health and making common sense choices. And we're going to talk about some of the pesticides they allow in your food later on today. And one very common pill that a lot of you have probably popped in the last day, certainly in the last week or month, you've had this stuff. Responsible for tens of thousands of emergency room visits a year, and nothing said about it. and it may even have a link to childhood autism. I was even stunned when I read this, and I read this stuff all the time. This is new news to me, too. We're talking about Tylenol. So I'll be right back with that. Now, I'm telling you, this is a scam. And it goes all the way up to the presidency now. Donald Trump has weighed in on this. Congress is going to weigh in on this. Everybody's weighing in on this. It is not about your health. It's about money. I'll be right back. All night
with the king. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
All right, I went long last segment. I knew I would. This thing fires me up. This issue really fires me up. It's not so much, this is not just a vaping story. Understand that. This is a story to hopefully wake you up to the fact that regulators who are in charge of your health are more concerned with the bottom line of industries that weigh in on these issues. Our system is corrupted. It is up to you. I'm going to do a story when I come back in just a second about Tylenol. If you are expecting or trying to conceive or anything like that, I mean, I was stunned by these stories. I read a lot about these things. I don't take Tylenols. I used to take ibuprofen like candy. There's no telling what long-term consequences I'll have of that, but I don't have it anymore. Tylenol for expectant women, you're going to be stunned by some of these statistics when I come back. Since this segment's so short, I'm going to play this vaping clip again. I apologize. I don't like to do that, but I had to listen to it a couple of times. This is something that needs to be understood. This is a teachable moment to understand all of the hysteria. We're watching this live time. Donald Trump is right now meeting, not right this second, but, you know, he's meeting with vaping industry people and health professionals and everything to address this crisis in vaping because 40 people died. Meanwhile, 83,000 people died of cigarettes in the same period of time. 40 people have died from vaping over 7 years. What's the statistic for how many people have died from cigarettes over the past 7 years? Millions of people, millions and millions. And this is why. This is why they're trying to take down the vaping industry. I'm not trying to be all pro-vape on you. Drop it all if you can. But the reason is not, it's not about these deaths. It's not about these illnesses. This was a black market thing that they can easily identify. People are trying to get away from the clutches of cigarettes, and our government is about to drive them right back to tobacco that we know is devastating to your health. They're going to drive you back to that simply based on the money. I'm going to play this clip one more time, and I'll take a break. I'm going to come back with this Tylenol story. You need to hear this one, too.
Problem number one. The more money Big Tobacco makes, the more money California gets. In 1998, a deal was struck between the biggest big tobacco companies and 46 U.S. states called the Master Settlement Agreement, or MSA. This agreement said that these big tobacco companies would make yearly payments to the states in exchange for the states dropping lawsuits against them regarding smoking-related deaths and expenses. The amount of money big tobacco pays the states each year is directly dependent on how much they sell. Problem number two, the states spent that money before they got it. Most of the states wanted all that money up front instead of waiting for payments from big tobacco each year. So they sold bonds to Wall Street based on the amount they calculated Big Tobacco would be paying them. But then something started happening. Americans started smoking less. New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia have already announced they have to take money from their reserves due to insufficient funds from the tobacco money. And with the growing popularity of e-cigarettes, the smoking rate is declining even faster. California and New York are being affected the most, because they have the highest populations and are owed the most money by Big Tobacco under this agreement. In 2013, cigarette shipments saw their biggest decline since 2009, and many financial analysts say the cause of that severe decline is e-cigarettes. So the truth? The state of California needs tobacco sales to stay high, otherwise they default on their bonds. E-cigarettes are getting in the way of that. It looks like the health of the public isn't the top priority for the Department of Public Health. Their top priority? Their wallet.
the top priority of all of these health policies is not Americans' health. This is a place where I try to tell you, you need to take control of your own health care. Nobody else is going to do it for you.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, we're back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB, and I am doing my weekly from 10 to 11 o'clock every Wednesday, Hump Day Health, Natural Health News You Can Use. This is about reclaiming your own, taking charge of your own health. I don't know what's more important in life than being healthy, but apparently we don't give a whole lot of attention to it, so we do it here on the show. If you ever want to share this show, it is podcast. And I'm about to do a story really that should be widely known by anybody who is wanting to have children, who is currently expecting children. These statistics I'm about to give you on Tylenol are pretty shocking stuff. So you can get the show on podcast. Go to themikemadisonshow.podbean.com. You can get it there. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you forget that address, just go to wyeb.com. Scroll down, find my radio show page. It'll click you through to my Podbean page and share the show with somebody. You know, I do a lot of different topics here, and I got to tell you, pregnant women. Oh, I wish I should just do like a separate show. If you want to raise some kind of a really healthy child, what we do to our children in utero is what's really, really very sad to me. And people don't know. I mean, they don't know. We get very, very angry at somebody that smokes crack while they have a child and then have a crack baby, and rightfully so. The problem is there's so many other dangerous things that people are ingesting while they're pregnant. They just don't know. And then we're surprised when our kids have all these different problems when they come out. So we're going to talk about that real quickly. One of the first things you can do to take control of your health is to get proper nutrition, and you can do that while eating good food. Tomorrow night from 5 to 7 o'clock, it's Thursday night from 5 to 7 o'clock, Naturally You in Ridgeland. They're at 500 Highway 51 in Ridgeland. They're going to be doing an open house. It's just to come and go however you want to between 5 and 7 o'clock, and they're going to be doing kind of holiday foods. They're going to show you that you can have fantastic foods just like you're used to during the holidays that doesn't have to be full of a bunch of garbage. And this is one of the most important things. I wish everybody would go to this to just understand that getting the chemicals and, you know, pesticides and hormone disruptors and all these things out of your food doesn't mean you can't eat good, great tasting food. Doesn't mean you can't go to a party. Doesn't mean you can't host a party. Doesn't mean people aren't going to like your food because you suddenly start using organic. The stuff tastes fantastic. I don't even recognize a change in my diet most of the time. But I try to avoid a lot of the garbage. Anyway, Naturally You is going to put this stuff on display, and they'll have you can get a digital file while you're there of all of the recipes they've done for the last 3 years of open houses with great tasting holiday food ready for your family. Family will love it. Friends will love it. Guests will love it. But it's actually healthy food. And so from 5 to 7 o'clock on Thursday night, they'll be doing an open house talking about that. All right. I wanted to get to this. If you were pregnant or considering having children, I was stunned at this stuff. I've done shows on ibuprofen and some other stuff too. other painkillers. But listen to some of these statistics. And again, I'm going to tie this a little bit into the vaping issue. Isn't it amazing that, you know, 40 vaping deaths and we are apoplectic, got to crush an entire industry. We can't let this persist anymore. We need to ban this and ban that. Yet, listen to this. This is about Tylenol or acetaminophen, which is in a ton of stuff. And again, for you pregnant women out there, or people considering being pregnant, or if you've got a grand, you know, a daughter who's going to be pregnant or is pregnant, I mean, share this information with them. This is an easy behavior to change and avoid the statistics I'm about to read to you. Abnormal hormonal exposure in pregnancy can influence fetal brain development, and research published in 2014 warned acetaminophen is in fact a hormone disruptor. According to that 2014 study, use of acetaminophen during pregnancy was associated with a 37% increased risk of the child being diagnosed with hyperkinetic disorder, a severe form of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Now, think about that for a second. You know, we're all trying to figure out, why have we got all these hyperactive kids? Why have we got all these kids? Now we have to prescribe them Ritalin and all these, Adderall for all their ADHD. Listen to some of these other statistics. A 2019 study found that compared to children of mothers with the lowest acetaminophen burden, children of mothers with the greatest exposure had a 286% higher risk for ADHD and a 362% higher risk for autism spectrum disorder by the time they were about 9 years old. I think that's statistically significant. Is that the term we would typically use for something like that? Children of mothers with the greatest exposure to Tylenol and acetaminophen while they are pregnant had a 286% higher risk for ADHD and a 362% higher risk for autism. Findings published in 2016 revealed use of acetaminophen at 18 and 32 weeks of pregnancy were associated with a 42% higher risk of conduct problems and a 31% higher risk of hyperactivity symptoms in the child. Another 2016 investigation, what I'm showing you is the study after study after study after study is showing that pregnant women who take this stuff have got kids that have got neurological problems. Are we doing anything about it? No. No, absolutely not. You're going to hear these statistics one place and one place only, and that's going to be here today. Now, we're going to talk endlessly about the vaping issue, but we're not going to tell pregnant mothers, hey, might want to knock off the Tylenol at least while you're pregnant, because your child will have almost a fourfold chance of being autistic if you take high levels of acetaminophen while you're pregnant. We're not going to mention that. Another 2016 investigation found children of both sexes whose mothers had used acetaminophen during pregnancy were 41% more likely to present with ADHD symptoms at age 5. Boys were also more likely to have ADHD or ASD, autism spectrum disorder. This story goes on and on and on. A 2014 study in the journal JAMA Pediatrics, that's a journal of the American Medical Association, revealed that, quote, research data suggests that acetaminophen is a hormone disruptor and abnormal hormonal exposures in pregnancy may influence fetal brain development. This is a significant concern considering many pregnant women are likely to reach for the over-the-counter pain reliever at some point during their pregnancy. Talks about children being significantly higher to be prescribed with ADHD medications from moms that took acetaminophen. See, this is one of those things that if you start kind of taking control of your health, start doing research, if you get into the mindset that I'm in, okay, if you just kind of get into a mindset where, you know, I can't really trust that the regulators are looking out for me, and I guess the theme of this show is going to be that. Then what you do is you find yourself pregnant, you find yourself with a headache or something, and instead of just popping a pill, whatever pill that is you're considering taking, you just do a quick internet search that says possible dangers of product X for pregnant women. Takes about 10 seconds. And you might find that there are things that you might not want to expose your fetus to. This is how you can operate in this world now and protect yourself and an unborn child. And this is across the board with anything. And then when you find out there's some dangers, you run across a study like this that says, oh boy, I'm glad I looked this up and didn't take some Tylenol because it looks like I'd have a fourfold chance of having an autistic child if I take Tylenol while I'm pregnant. And then you do one more internet search. This is all I'm asking you to do. You do one more internet search. Natural treatment for blank, headache, backache. And then you find an alternative treatment that is based on some kind of supplementation or things like apple cider vinegar or acupuncture, things without side effects that affect the fetus. And then you choose those over the Tylenol. All of this research to protect your unborn child would take you 5 minutes maybe. And then when you go to Mommy and Me or you go to prenatal classes, or I guess Mommy and Me is not right because you've already had the child, whatever pregnant women do in clubs, whatever gatherings you pregnant gals have, you tell your other pregnant friends, hey, you know, I found out that taking acetaminophen in high levels during your pregnancy, you can have 4 times the chance of having an autistic child. And you tell your other pregnant moms that, and they go, really? And they go, yeah, I can email you some links if you want me to. This is how knowledge gets to people. And we might be able to get our kids off the Ritalin Adderall train. Now, this is not, I'm sure, the only problem. Acetaminophen, Tylenol, it's not the only problem. There's a whole host of things we got to protect ourselves against. But I'm showing you how this works in the real world. You just do a teeny, teeny, tiny bit of research to keep your fetus healthy, to not subject it to hormone disruptors as it's developing neurologically, sexually. When this story goes on, it also talks about the risk of acetaminophen. Let me see what else was. I'm running a little long on this segment. Emergency room visits. I believe the number was 56,000 emergency room visits a year from acetaminophen. Anyway, I don't see it in the story right now. There you go. There's your public service announcement. If you're considering having children, if you're pregnant, if you know somebody who's pregnant, for the love of God, just you can email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com. I'll send you my show notes for today. It'll have this link. You can just send the link to them and say, hey, just thought you might be interested in this while you're pregnant. Don't take Tylenol. Little grassroots things like that might actually change the health of the United States. And that, with just that one little issue, maybe you spare one of your good friends, one of your loved ones, or yourself and your child going down the path of ADHD. That's how easy this stuff is. I don't know why we're not already doing it. I'll be right back. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424. Final segment for today in Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. I'm going to pile onto the regulators a little bit here today because that I feel like that's one of the keys to getting people to recognize you can't just blindly go through life and think that, oh, they wouldn't put it on the shelves if it wasn't safe for me, Mike. The EPA sets a level of chemical exposure on our fruits and vegetables, food in general. They set all these different limits. And so then what they tell the American people is that the exposure you're getting from X, Y, or Z at a fruit or a vegetable is within the allowable levels. Now, what's interesting is, I'll read from the story here, the problem with this logic is that the tolerance levels set by the EPA are too high, according to some experts, and have been and even been increased in recent years. In July 2013, for instance, right in the midst of mounting questions about glyphosate's safety, and glyphosate, for those of you who don't know, that's the weed killer that's sprayed over a ton of your food now because it's genetically bred to be tolerant of... See, they used to have to spray weed killer around the base of a plant, but avoid the actual fruit or vegetable because the glyphosate would kill the fruit or vegetable too. Well, now they've genetically modified them where they can just coat the entire crop in glyphosate, in weed killer. And the fruit or thing that you're about to eat doesn't die. Of course, it's covered in glyphosate at that point. It's covered in an herbicide at that point. And that herbicide is then ingested by you, and it goes in and kills the good gut bacteria. This is why organic makes sense. Yes, a couple of bucks more. But what you're doing is you're trusting the EPA. And I got to tell you, they have not given themselves a track record that you should trust them. In July 2013, for instance, right in the midst of mounting questions about glyphosate safety, the EPA went ahead and raised the allowable limits of glyphosate in both food and feed crops. And I should flesh the story out more. This is about the pesticides you're getting in your food. The U.S. FDA, which evaluates produce for chemicals via their pesticide residue monitoring program, revealed that pesticide residues are widespread in popular produce, including strawberries, apples, and grapes. I'm going to read you a couple of these in just a second because, again, it's for the children. I want you to think about what your children are guzzling down by the gallons. Overall, 80% of domestic fruits, along with 53% of vegetables, 42% of grains, and 73% of other foods, such as nuts, seeds, candy, beverages, and others, contain pesticides residue. Imported fruits fare slightly better, with 52.3% of samples tainted with pesticide residues. That's because the American regulatory agencies are bought and sold for by the big chemical companies and the big ag companies that love to spray these chemicals all over the food. They're making a ton of money on this stuff. A group of Harvard scientists noted that more than 90% of Americans have detectable levels of pesticides in their urine and blood, and the health effects of consuming pesticides residues are unknown. Now, some of these, I've told you about this before. There's a group called the Environmental Working Group, EWG. And they've got an app you can put on your phone, the Dirty Dozen, meaning that there's certain fruits and vegetables that you really need to buy organic because the chemicals they spray on them will be consumed. Now, you look at a banana. I don't even know if they spray banana crops with these things, but you look at that big, hefty peel on a banana. If something gets on the banana peel, it may not permeate all the way through. Avocados are the same way. Avocados got a tough shell that we don't eat. But if you eat the skin of a fruit or vegetable, might be a good idea to go organic so you're not ingesting these things. High concentrations of pesticide residues are in 88% of apples and apple juice. How many of your kids are guzzling apple juice by the gallons? Just constantly bombarding their liver and their kidneys and everything else with these pesticides and herbicides. 87% of grapes, grape juice, and raisins. 91% of lemons, lemon juice. 84% of strawberries. Kale, spinach, cucumbers, and refined oils round this group out. And they're all just stacking on top of each other as we, I mean, how many kids out there are guzzling down gallons of apple juice, grape juice, and they're getting this huge load of pesticides and herbicides. FDA revealed 221 different pesticide compounds in produce, including DDT. You remember that one? It was banned in 1972. But it was detected in a lot of samples on these things. I don't know if that's just residue. It's still left. It just won't die. It also talks about glyphosate in here. And also, meanwhile, 2,4-D is one of the ingredients that's that is dichlorophenoacetate acid, acetic acid. Sure, I pronounced that incorrectly. I'm not a scientist, biologist, or chemist. It was found on food. It's one of the main ingredients in Agent Orange. And it is in our kids, in our own food. I'm kind of harping on the kids today. You should care about your own health, too, but I kind of feel like it's a little bit of a soft spot. Most of us kind of want to keep our kids safe. Some of us aren't willing to spend an extra $2 on a bunch of grapes to keep this stuff out of our kids' bodies. But I don't know. I kind of appeal to that. The Dirty Dozen, where you need to definitely choose organic. Strawberries, spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and potatoes. What's good to get conventional? You don't have to worry about organic. See, this is good knowledge. You can just save some money. Avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, sweet peas, onions, papayas, eggplants, asparagus, kiwis, cabbage, cauliflower, cantaloupes, broccoli, mushrooms, and honeydew. You can get this list. You want these show notes, email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com. Go out there and take control of your own health. That is all the time I've got today. Thanks so much for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard.